This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's that song by Little Richard? Good God, it's Miss Marty. Good God, it's Miss Marty. Yeah, baby. Show like the bone. Woo! I'm too hoarse to do the Little Richard. Woo! Good God, it's Miss Marty. That's what the Democrats ought to be saying. Good God, it's Miss Lottie. Or Miss Lottie. Good God. What is it? Good Lottie, Miss Lottie. Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like y'all don't know who Little Richard is. You know who Little Richard is. I'm the king of rock and roll. The Russian collusion farce takes on a new dimension. That's right, baby. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com warned you, told you what was going to happen, told the Democrats. Ask them a very simple question. What if, Democrats, what if everything you thought to be true was a lie? What if everything you thought to be a lie was the truth? What happens to your world then? Where's your God now, Moses? Huh? Yeah, that's your new Achilles heel, your Waterloo, whatever. The Democrats are about to get the most rude awakening they've ever had in their history. The Russian collusion farce has taken on a new direction. The D.C. swamp rats are getting hunted down by a seasoned vermin bounty hunter of the political kind. And as promised, Attorney General, has appointed a U.S. attorney who's going to look into this Russia farce, the origins of this entirety. See, normally you miss who throws the first punch. That's what's been happening. We've missed who threw the first punch. And the Democrats have said, "Ooh, look at Donald Trump, he hit me. And everybody's like, "Ooh, he hit him. I saw him hit him. Obstruction. How dare Donald Trump thwart an investigation? It's legit. The FBI said it was legit. It must be legit." Uh-oh, Democrats. Uh-oh. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Stop this chair from squeaking. This chair is squeaking. It's bothering me. It's making me mad. Yeah. Seasoned political bounty hunter. Durham. America's going to get a true look at exactly how the Democrats attempted a coup against President Trump, and they are not going to like what they see. Durham's appointment comes a month after Michael Barr, the Attorney General, told members of Congress that he believed spying would occur. And you know what they did to reward the man that was just a messenger? "We're going to hold you in contempt, Mr. Barr." You know what Barr said? "Okay. Oh, by the way, Durham is going to be the guy that looks into this stuff under the spying allegations that I mentioned earlier. Do I look scarred to you?" Yeah, and you got to know. I know. Come on, Art. Come on, Carl. Come on, others. You didn't think we would get to this point. And you're still a little bit skeptical. You're still a skeptic. You're wondering, uh-oh, Kevin, I know it's inching towards it, and you've been talking about it. I know, hey, it's been, what, a couple of weeks since Kevin Jackson talked about it? A week? And there's still nobody in jail? Well, let me tell you something. Far too many people believe the government was too corrupt to take this on. So the appointment of Durham comes as a relief. But let me tell you something. It isn't a relief to me. I knew there is no way you can keep this tempest in the teapot. There is no way that the Democrats get this fat genie back in the bottle. Too much going on. And this article I saw said, Barr didn't provide any details about the spying that may have taken place, but we know he's referencing the things that disgraced former FBI Director James Comey did. His FBI We know what they did. Planting people inside of the Trump campaign and saying, we did it to help you, Donald Trump. It's like this. You believe somebody stealing in from your home, right? And instead of investigating from the outside and looking at people that are coming into your home, the FBI goes, let's put a bug in Kevin's bedroom. But my safe is in the garage. You get what I'm saying? They're more interested in what I'm doing than they are with the people that are trying to get into my house. If I say to the FBI, look, I think somebody's breaking into my house. Why would you put a camera inside of my house? Huh? Oh, James, call me. Come on, James, call me. Speak to me, James, call me. Yeah, you would put a camera on the outside of my house and say, Kevin, we saw no one that went into your home. We surveilled the house. Because let me tell you what you would do. What the FBI did was they effectively got one of my cousins and said, hey, go move in with Kevin and let us know what's going on inside of the house and report back. And then we'll drop the drug charges against you, Ray Ray. And Ray Ray's like, what y'all need on Kev, huh? What y'all need on him? I'll get the dirt. That's what the FBI did. They didn't set up a camera and a perimeter around the house and go, we've got everybody coming in and leave. We know if they're trying to get in the house, we got cameras that look at them as they're coming in. And now, you know, no. That's not what they did. The FBI sought an illegal FISA warrant to spy on Trump associates, particularly Carter Page, who had left the administration. I talked about this yesterday ad nauseum. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but sometimes you got to do that. But here's the deal, folks. They used an FBI informant to investigate his campaign foreign policy advisor, George Papadopoulos, set up Papadopoulos to the point where by the time they gave him his penalty, even Mueller was like, man, this is such a farce. So made up. We're just going to, okay, slap on the wrist, pay a $200 fine, and serve a 3 days in jail. Or something like that. So, when this full truth is revealed, almost the entirety of the Obama administration is going to be impacted to some degree. And despite hesitancy of many to believe Democrats will end up in prison over this, I'm telling you, people are going to prison. Indictments are sure to follow. All you got to do is hang in there. You don't have much longer to wait, conservatives that are Kevin, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. This inquiry is running separate to the Inspector General's inquiry, Horowitz, but Horowitz can't run interference for the FBI and the other D.C. vermin. He better examine the origins of this probe or he's going to get outed as well. Folks, I've been telling you this. You're welcome. I know I'm easing your mind, not because I want to, but because it is the facts. Short break. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't mean to go all Nelly on you, but it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I ain't getting so hot, I'm gonna take my clothes off. Democrats, is it getting hot? Is it starting to feel like an oven? It's springtime in D.C., but it ain't for the Democrats. It ain't for the swamp rats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJ Radio. Bill Barr was so, Michael Barr, what's his name? William Barr, yeah, William Barr. Bill Barr was so scared of the Democrats that he put a guy to look into Russian collusion on the side of the Democrats. You can tell he's really scared. Oh, remember? I wish we had a montage of people saying, oh, Donald Trump, he's scared. Donald Trump, he's totally scared. Donald Trump is scared. Hey, he's totally, here, how scared can he be? You can't get any more scared than Donald Trump. 844-551-8255. Hey, Adam Schiff, I know you listen to the program. Just curious. Where's all that evidence against Trump? I'm just curious, because you've been talking about it for 2 years. Where is it? Where's the evidence? I guess it's with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or it's hiding out with Obama school records and his birth certificate? I'm just curious. We all want to know. What's that say? Inquiring minds want to know. Durham, Now going to investigate. Boy, let me tell you, this dude is an attack dog. He has gone after the CIA. This is a dude that has busted some bad government people, bad agencies. Career prosecutor nominated for his post in U.S. Attorney in Connecticut by dun, 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 Donald Trump. And I know it vexes the Democrats when Donald Trump nominates somebody, because who is he to be nominating people for court and stuff? Who is he to be nominating people for the Supreme Court? Well, oh, shoot. That's right. He's your president. Yeah. Democrats are going to scream, it's partisan! And it doesn't matter whatever the findings the Durham has, but it isn't going to work. Nope. Durham's straight-laced, man. Trump chooses competent people. He puts his confidence in them. Even the incompetence of Robert Mueller. You know what Donald Trump did? Donald Trump said, let him do what he does. I'm not worried about it. I'm innocent. The minute that it goes hanky, it goes sideways, I'll be in his grill. Till then, let him run it. Let it run its course. And you know what it did? A deal breaker. I mean, what do they call it when you're going to let... spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, Kevin Jackson's audience. Mueller's report proved Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. I know. I'm sorry I had to tell you that. I'm sorry I had to tell you that a month after the report is released. I'm sorry that I had to tell you that was exactly what it was going to be, and I told you this before the election. I said the only reason why they're not releasing the Mueller report is because it's going to prove that Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong, and they want to make sure that they at least get the House. Huh? I know. Y'all think I'm... I know I dazzle you. Y'all know that there's a movie coming out. It's called... what's it, the Beatles? It's like Imagination or something like that. And you know what the movie's about? It's about an Indian kid who's sitting around playing guitar, and he's doing a Beatles cover. And he's doing, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. And a girl is listening to him, and she says, I just love your music. And he goes, well, it's not my music. She goes, it is your music. You just did it. I just heard you play it. And he goes, that's a Beatles song. The Beatles? And everybody around, the Beatles? And he goes and he Googles, and it's like the Beatles never existed. So he becomes a big rock star. I love the premise of this show. But here's the deal. In order to believe, but the Democrats have to believe that there's no, that we're going to scrub it, that it's all going to go away, that this Hollywood fantasy is going to happen for them, because it ain't. Durham is going to go to town on them, baby. They're going to scream he's partisan, and Durham's going to go, oh, no. The Senate unanimously confirmed Durham in 2018. Two of Connecticut's Democratic senators, Stolen Valor Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, called Democrat, quote, a fierce, fair prosecutor who knows how to try tough cases. Now, Durham previously, I alluded to this in the previous segment, he investigated corruption, the destruction of CIA videotapes, and the Boston FBI's relationship with FBI offices, relationship with mobsters. So he's used to dealing with scoundrels, and he's been put on the biggest corruption case of his career. Let me tell you what Durham is. You see his picture, man. This dude looks not to be messed with, you know, from a political point of view. I mean, he ain't that tough looking, but I'm saying from a prosecutor standpoint, he's a tough cookie. But here's what the deal is. This guy understands he's been given the key to the city. Durham knows this is the biggest case, not only of his life, he could live 10 lifetimes. He's never going to get this kind of case again. He's going to have to prove that there was corruption at the high level in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA court system, and a host of other, you know, agencies that we may not even know about. He's going to have to prove that. And he now has the full authority of a government that knows it is full of swamp rats. And finally, the light is beginning to surface. That's what's happening here. And he's doing it after being unanimously confirmed a Trump appointee. Woo! CIA and FBI. This guy couldn't have been chosen any better. He couldn't have a better pedigree. In nominating him for the position of U.S. attorney, the White House said Durham shared Trump's vision for making America safe again. This is not only not good news for the Democrats. This is horrible news. I don't think Durham is going to play around with this. I think Durham is going to understand why he's been tasked with this. It's kind of like that guy who had to defend the spy in America when our U2 got shot down, and that guy had to defend the spy. And he was a scourge in America. I mean, they tried to bomb his house. Kids and wife were under threat, etc. And he told the government, he says, don't execute this man. He said, you don't know if we need to use him as a bargaining chip. And it turned out this guy was an attorney who worked for an insurance company. He was an actuary. And he says, you might keep a hold of this guy in the event that we need to get one of our servicemen back. And what happened? We get a U-2 shot down, and we had to use that guy for a bargaining chip. And he becomes a hero. This attorney for this guy becomes a hero to America. Ended up saving hundreds of people's lives. I think Durham understands that he's at one of these crisis points, an inflection point in American history. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have accused Attorney General Bill Barr of spinning the findings of the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to be favorable for President Trump. While traveling in El Salvador, the Attorney General sat down with Fox News and was asked if he is spinning, in fact, for the White House.
No, I wasn't. I think what they're really perhaps annoyed about is that they didn't have an opportunity to spin, and that the fundamental findings of the report were out there for everybody to see, and they were not in a position to spin.
Friday was the deadline given to the Treasury Department to release President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. The department is expected to ignore the subpoena, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said earlier this week that would be the case. And a bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are in turmoil. It's hard to tell who's really leading the pack, even though I hear it may be Joe Biden. Here's what Howard Kurtz had to say about it.
In politics, you get one shot at launching your campaign, one chance to sort of introduce yourself to the public and make your case. It's not like sports where there's a instant replay and then there's a do-over if the ump, the referee, doesn't like the way things are going. But the people who don't like the way things are going in this Democratic presidential race, which is only really a couple of months old, are those who are mired in single digits. And so they're trying to get the equivalent of a do-over. What's happening here is Joe Biden, despite all the pundits saying he shouldn't run, he's out of touch, and all that, he's at the moment, he's kind of running away with this thing. He's at 40%, 46%, and you've got all these other candidates who are in single digits. So, headline in the Associated Press, Beto O'Rourke plans reintroduction as 2020 buzz fizzles. And what's happening here is, you remember O'Rourke was on the cover of Vanity Fair, he was born to run, and since then, he hasn't gotten much media attention at all. In fact, he made a deliberate decision to mostly stay off TV, and he's doing what he did in the Texas Senate race, which is meeting with small groups of voters. That does not work in a national race. He's dropped way down in the polls, getting very little attention. So now, a relaunch. He did Rachel Maddow's show yesterday, going to be on The View today, trying to get some traction going. New York Times headline, Kamala Harris is trying to reset her campaign by taking on Trump. And she's being a little bit more vehement in her language against the president, accusing him of bigotry, saying he's not trying to make America great, he's trying to make America hate. Why? Because she's also in the single digits. And I think the California senator, you know, whereas Beto was always kind of the whole campaign revolved around his sort of new age personality. I think with Kamala, you know, a significant, talented former prosecutor, African-American, you know, was seen as having a pretty good shot. And she still might. It is very early. But she, too, going for the reintroduction thing, which is basically a way of admitting, you know, what I'm doing now ain't working. We're going to try something different. In her case, is taking on Donald Trump. She's also made mistakes. For example, she was on State of the Union on CNN with Jake Tapper, in which he said, you know, kind of pressed her on saying she supports Medicare for All in a version that would completely abolish private health insurance. She says, no, I'm not for that. Well, are you for the bill? Yes, I'm for the bill, but there are lots of kinds of insurance. I mean, she was backtracking, and it wasn't working very well. Again, all of this a reaction to Biden's dominance in the early going. And then there's a story in Politico talking about frustration on the part of Cory Booker. His allies quoted, and at least one advisor is saying, you know, he's a former mayor of Newark, and he's getting nowhere near the media attention of this other mayor of South Bend, much smaller town to be sure, Pete Buttigieg. And so they're suggesting, of course, that it's raised, that the media are only in favor of the white male candidates. And here's the thing. You have to earn media coverage and earn media attention. Cory Booker may turn into a good candidate, but he's a senator who's been around for a while. He is not making a lot of waves with the interviews that he's doing or the policy positions that he's taking. One of the allies was quoted as saying, you know, look, he's a fascinating guy. He's dating Rosario Dawson, but he doesn't talk about it. In fact, he wouldn't say for months who he was dating. Not that that's a major point. Pete Buttigieg, by taking the opposite approach of Beto, going on virtually every TV network that invites him, including this upcoming town hall on Fox News, he makes a lot of news because he's interesting, he's candid, he talks obviously about his sexuality, he's the only gay candidate in the race, but it's much more than that. And so when you do those things and you engage the media, you get attention, that translates into fundraising, it translates into polls, so Buttigieg is in third place. So to complain that the media aren't covering you or you need a reset so you're going to beg the media for a second look, it really has as much to do with your own flaws as a candidate or shortcomings of your campaign as with any media bias. Not that the media don't often swoon over people. There was the swoon over Beto, Vanity Fair cover. That may be his high watermark. And there's kind of a honeymoon now with Mayor Pete. Will it last? Who knows? But right now, all of these candidates who are down in the single digits, all the other ones except Bernie, are struggling to find a way to break through. There's 22 candidates. They could be their own Jeopardy category. It's tough to break through in this environment. You've got to find a way to get and sustain media attention somehow. And if you can't do it, it has as much to do with you as the fact that the media, yes, can be rather fickle.
So that was Howard Kurtz of Fox News giving a pretty decent assessment. And I saw this, it was an article that says, Joe Biden is surfing a presidential polling wave that has at least momentarily stalled the momentum of the rest of his 2020 Democratic rivals. Now, I told you this is what the Democrats want. I think, I don't know what polls they are, but they need somebody to shut everybody else down so they can just focus on one candidate as the guy that can beat Trump. Now, here's what's interesting. They know Biden can't do it. But that doesn't stop them from telling everybody else, look, give it up. Leave it alone. Let Joe win it. You want to know why? Because they don't want all that money spent fighting each other. They don't want all that dirty laundry aired. And let me tell you what that means. That means you're going to have a flawed, very, very weak candidate. There isn't going to be a gladiator series like there was with the Republicans. Welcome, everybody, again. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm sorry I played that long clip, but I wanted Kurtz to break it down for you. I disagree, pardon me, with some of the things that he said. But you can't argue Kamala Harris resetting, O'Rourke resetting. Did he even mention Elizabeth Warren? How many candidates can you name of the Democrats? There are 22, I believe. Believe it or not, Hillary Clinton, they're asking the question, is she going to run? Yeah, we can cover that. Is Hillary Clinton running a non-campaign campaign for president? This was in the American Mirror. The twice-failed Democrat presidential candidate isn't interested in discussing an endorsement, and sources close to her have repeatedly said she hasn't closed the door on a rematch. Wednesday, just days before wrapping up a national speaking tour with her husband, by the way, that should have been all the indications she needed, that she needs not run, other than the fact that all these people are about to get indicted. But she says, the Secretary of State headed to the first 2020 primary state of New Hampshire to lecture about decades of experience in world affairs as a career politician. Hillary Clinton is living on the muscle memory that Barack Obama's still in office, and she's going to get out scot-free. It ain't going to happen, Hills. Clinton boasted about her role in brokering the Iran nuclear deal to 900 students and faculty at Dartmouth. That's the only place Hillary Clinton or any of the other candidates can get more than 500 people to assemble is at a college or university where extra credit is given if you'll go. That Hillary or any of the other candidates say we're holding a rally, throw a dart on the American map, boop, hit any location you want, and if you can get 2,000 people there, I'll buy every one of them a steak dinner. And I'm broke. I know it's a safe bet. Do that with Trump. Watch what happens. Clinton boasting about an Iran nuclear deal that essentially gave Iran the billions of dollars and the ability and the wherewithal to get nuclear weapons for destruction of Israel and the United States. And she's bragging. I don't think we can, unfortunately, rule that out. And there's always, always the threat of miscalculation. Somebody makes a mistake, somebody on our side, somebody on the Iranian side. She was asked if there could, you know, be a proliferation, if you will, between the United States and Iran. Clinton's comments, they say, follows decades of experience making a lot of mistakes and miscalculations during her tenure as Senator and Secretary of State. She voted for the Iraq War, pushed to overthrow governments friendly to the U.S., such as Egypt, contributed to the rise of ISIS, and increased conflicts in Iraq, Syria, and other places, helped negotiate military intervention in Libya that led to the assassination of Gaddafi, the country's ruin in the hands of Islamic militants, murders of Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, on special mission, inability to prevent North Korea from developing nuclear weapons or Russia's involvement in the Ukraine. This is just a smattering of the failed ability of Hillary Clinton, and she dare wants to, you know, first of all, the hubris of Hillary Clinton to believe that the Democrats even want her as a candidate is amazing. Secondly, the fact that she doesn't believe she's going to end up in prison is astounding to me beyond belief. This is why somebody's got to go to prison. She casts blame on conspiracy fetishing that allegedly contributed to her humiliating defeat against Trump. She recalled how our campaign had met with folks who believed that Clinton is a murderer when knocking on doors during her last campaign. Well, wouldn't you think I'd been, like they used to say, locked up by now if that were the case? What did I tell you about Clinton, the leftists, they tell you who they are by what they tell you that shouldn't have happened. Don't you think I should have been locked up? Yeah, I do. I'm not saying, don't ask it as if it's incredible for me to believe it. Yes, I believe you should have been locked up for multiple reasons and not just murder. Anyway, there's more to this when we get back. Why the Democrats are in a heap of trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Yeah. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
As you guys know, I don't listen to other people's radio shows, and I don't read much other people's materials other than articles when I'm trying to put together the show. And I do this for a reason, because I don't want people to believe that, you know, I'm getting my information elsewhere. And I'm sure most other people do that. Let me put it this way. Even though I'm going to be talking about Limbaugh here in a second, I don't believe that Limbaugh steals my moves. But it does go to show you how well we track, because essentially there was an article that talked about how Limbaugh said the evidence is in the headlines on how the Democrats are finally waking up to what's about to happen to them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. And I'm talking about this guy named Rush Limbaugh. You may have heard of him. Anyway, apparently Limbaugh said he was talking about different things that are clues as to how bad things are for the Democrats and how they're starting to see it. And he says the evidence is in the headlines, even at the unwatched White House Correspondents' Dinner. He said, And he goes into these headlines. And here's the first one. He says it comes from The Atlantic. The Clintons are nervous about 2020. Starts off with this ominous passage. Like pretty much every other Democrat in America, Bill and Hillary are nervous that their party's primary field is too large, that it's going to be dominated by the wrong kind of debate, that the candidates will succumb to their worst instincts, and that President Trump will out-bully them anyway. I love this. I didn't see the article. My producers obviously missed it. Excuse me. Well, excuse them for their level of incompetence. It isn't acceptable. But anyway, yeah, so they're nervous. But I love what they say. The primary field is too large. Have I talked about this? 20-something candidates all eating at each other, all with their own special interests because they are the me generation. And I'll be talking about the me generation. I'll be talking more about these Democrats here in a bit as well. But they're afraid because they have too many people with too many of their own interests. There is no commonality. Even the commonality of let's just beat Trump is sort of going by the wayside. When they talk about it being dominated by the wrong kind of debate, they're concerned that the debate is not going to be about issues because there's no debate about issues. Trump is a rock star. So what does that leave them? It leaves them this failed Mueller report and everything else that's going to be coming up for 2020. And he says, then he goes on, the Atlantic report this, says they're going to succumb to their own worst instincts. And you know what their own worst instincts are? Survival. They want survival to be considered a worst instinct. Political survival may very well be a worst instinct, but survival is not a worst instinct. What Democrats are going to do is resort back to what there is their primitive man, primitive person. And they're going to say, I need to survive. I need to survive as a senator. I need to survive as a congressman. I need to survive as a human being, whatever. Get out of the blast zone, Democrats. And as far as Trump out bullying them, Trump's not a bully. You know what Trump is? Trump is a guy who fights back against bullies. And what they want you to believe is that the person responding to the bullying is now the bully. I want you to go back for 1 second and revisit all the things that they called Trump, everything that they said that he was. And what did he do? He fought back. And you know what made him mad? It made him mad that he fought back. It's really that simple. Not a trick question, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It is a very simple premise. They don't want you to know they threw the first punch. They want you to think Donald Trump is retaliating. It would be like me on the street. If you ever see me beating the crap out of somebody, be guaranteed I didn't throw the first punch. But I'll doggone be Skippy, bet you this, I'm going to be pummeling them to the within an inch of their lives. And when you look back, people are going to go, Kevin was just beating the heck out of that guy. You know, yeah. But I didn't start it. That's what you can count on with me. I'm not starting the fight. But I guarantee you, there's going to be some fish hooking and eye gouging when I'm done with you. Anyway, the next thing that Limbaugh supposedly talked about was a troubling headline he said that came from The Nation. The Mueller report indicts the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory. And Limbaugh went on to explain that the Mueller report doesn't just dispel the conspiracy theories that have engulfed the political and media circles for 2 years, but it puts to rest the most popular one, that the attorney general engaged in a cover-up. How could William Barr possibly be part of a cover-up? See, that was one of the things I told you guys. When you understand the desperation of the Democrats, understand that the messenger, the latest messenger, the guy that had no dog in the fight, that wasn't involved, Bush-level appointee, comes in way afterwards. And now they go, he's the guy. We need to indict him. He needs to be fired. Even people saying he needs to be arrested. See, that's where you start going, wait a minute. Hold on a second. It would be like the UPS guy delivers a package to your house and he drops the package there and your house got robbed and you go, it was the UPS guy. And people go, we have video of him dropping the package off. Somebody signed for it. Yeah, but he must have robbed my house. I don't know if that's a good enough comparison, but it's all I could come up with. Sometimes maybe I'm not as clever as I think I am. Anyway, he goes on, Limbaugh goes on to say this, the report from the Chicago Tribune. Oh, by the way, this is nothing more than what I told you guys is headlines. the show that I do called Headlines. And I tell you, you can learn a lot from the headlines. Forget going into the headline. Just look at the headline. And in this case, I want to just let's just play the headline game for just a second. Okay, the Clintons are nervous about 2020. If you read nothing else, you were a Democrat. By the way, that's in the Atlantic. The Clintons are nervous about 2020. You do nothing else. You would wonder, I wonder if those Clintons are more guilty than I thought. Understand what I'm telling you. The headlines are now starting to point back at the left. The next one, the Mueller report indicts the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory. That's in The Nation. It indicted it. Somebody's saying, we can't believe the Mueller report. Here's one from the Chicago Tribune. Remember the Never Trump movement? It collapsed. Connect the dots yourself, folks. You don't have to go any farther. Now, Limbaugh goes on. Well, he didn't explain that one, but let me explain it. The Never Trump movement collapsing means people are coming over. It means it's gone. It means Trump doesn't have the hurdles that he had coming in. All the things that they said.
He's the lowest polling president ever to serve, and people hate him, and they don't like him anymore.
And now the Chicago Tribune, one of the nation's largest newspapers, says, remember the Never Trump movement? It's gone. Collapsed. Here's one from the Wall Street Journal's poll of big money managers. Trump will win in 2020. Now, Limbaugh, they said, goes on to point out these money managers believe Joe Biden will win the Democratic nomination. I'm going to tell you, I think there's a part of me that goes, sure he will. Because they're now putting their finger on the scale. But what good's it going to do for him? Joe Biden, three-time loser. The worst candidate next to Hillary Clinton they could possibly put is Joe Biden. Then Limbaugh goes on to say this, another troubling headline, article, and he says another troubling headline for the Dems comes from Politico. Politico. Democrats sweat Trump's economy. What did I tell you guys? I wrote a piece the other day that said the Democrats have to be, they're mad. They are upset that their portfolios are growing. They are upset that we have low unemployment. They are upset that you have job mobility. They are upset that wages are growing. They are upset that the stock market is setting records and probably will set more. They're upset that Donald Trump is working through trade agreements. I want you to understand how bad they are, how they feel about great things happening. What do you think that translates to when people start looking at, wait a minute, I got more money in my check. I've got more ability in my job. I'm taking vacations. I'm actually able to go and enjoy my life a little bit. I'm able to invest, buy a house, another, you know, property, pay off my car, etc. And all the Democrats are doing is complaining. Are you kidding me? The Democrats, when everything they tell you, it's opposite. It's going to be doom and gloom. It's a good economy. We got to have border. You know, let these people in on the border. And Trump's saying everything that they say is being flipped. Do you think that's going to last? Do you think that the Democrats are going to be able to play this out to some end? Folks, this isn't just me telling you this. This is one of the premier radio guys I hear on the planet, with a much larger listening audience than mine, validating what I said. I didn't know what Limbaugh said. I don't listen to him. No offense. I used to. He's a good guy. But he's validating what I said. He's validating what you know. Anyway, we'll talk more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.